Yes, Siri. Or
whoever she is.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're recording everything. We're on the road.
Yes.
This is not cheap stuff.
Right.
Right down in Mill Springs.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Welcome, everyone who's going to sit here and listen to us today. Hello, Alan. My name is Carol Roop. I am the chairwoman of this committee, which is the Henderson County Animal Services Advisory Committee. And I think the first order of business is going to be elections.
Oh, dear. We have that again.
Really? Right? I
think
I'm up.
Yeah, we normally do those in January, and since we didn't have the January meeting, we're doing it tonight. So.
Catherine's not here, so I think we should.
What seat are we voting for? Chair?
Chair and vice chair. You vote for chair first and then vice chair. So.
Well, who has not served? I know Jack, because you're new. Who has not served?
I have not served. Oh. I've been vice, but I've not been chair.
Okay.
Let's do chair.
Would you like to nominate Don?
Second. Honestly, I don't. I don't mind trying to be here as much as I can, but I hate to commit to it.
All right, withdraw the second.
What's that?
It's like pushing this through.
No.
No.
John?
John, you up again?
Want to do it again?
I will if everybody
Doc, wants. Doc, you want to do it?
I'm good with John doing it. I'm kind of in Donna's same position.
You spoke
I'm
too soon, John.
Yeah,
to
be
here.
Here. I don't know what to do.
I'm easy to comply with, it, man.
Does somebody want to make a motion?
Or Jack. But very honestly, I'm thinking of maybe a few more years under
You can be advice.
Let's vote on.
Or as vice again.
Yeah. Let's vote on.
Does somebody want to make a motion?
I make a motion to nominate John for chairperson.
I'll second.
Third.
All in favor?
Oh, wait a moment. We only raised three hands. Hello.
Oh, I'm voiced. That's right.
Okay.
Yay.
That would have been embarrassing, wouldn't it?
That would have been extremely embarrassing.
Name?
Vice Chair.
Jack.
I nominate Jack Walsh as Vice Chair.
Second.
Third.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good.
Perfect. How easy was that?
It was easy.
It's much easier than what you
bring your hammer, John.
Does their service commence with the next meeting?
Actually, we usually do it immediately.
That's why I'm I was wondering.
All right, we do it immediately. Well. So.
Yeah. I'm going to sneak off your notes, seeing as I was efficient in leaving mine on my desk. Anyway, we have.
I've got some copies. I brought some copies.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah,
okay. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I printed everything. I got stacked that thick on my desk, and I'll just leave it sitting there like a doofus. At this point right now, we're open for public comment. I understand we have people here who would like to address the committee, and at this time, this is your opportunity. We look forward to hearing from you. Coming.
And I'll pass these out in a minute.
Sure.
That's for everybody. I think John had those. But before we get started, John, I'd like everybody to down here we've got three ladies from Blue Ridge Humane Society, Carla, Jenna, and Angela. And did you guys have any public comment or anything that you guys wanted to say? Are y'all just here to observe?
Yeah, we did not. We just kind of want to be more involved in what's going on.
Sure. Yeah, great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and let me tell you, these three ladies and all their whole organization and their volunteers make my job so much easier.
Awesome.
And everybody at the shelter, they're great to work with, and I hope they feel the same way about us. But they take loads of animals from us and help us decrease our euthanasia rates every year. So. I don't get the opportunity or the platform to tell you how much I appreciate it, but I appreciate it. And
we appreciate you.
Yeah. Well, these ladies are great, and everybody else that works out there. So.
I did recognize the one young lady in the middle because her hair was purple last time.
Yeah.
And
I didn't know her name for a long time. I just called her the girl with the purple hair.
Yeah.
We could start the next book.
But yes. I don't know if you remember me or not. I'm the one who adopted Tuna. And she's still a little barrel with fur, and so a very happy barrel with fur, though. So, I tag y'all in photos on Facebook and stuff to let y'all know that she's doing good. But she's a super sweet cat. So we've enjoyed her so much. So, yeah, y'all do good work down there. Brad, update on SNP?
Yep.
One second. Yeah, let me go let Paul in real quick. Texting Landry. Paul wants in.
So you shouldn't have been late.
Yeah. He pounced right on it. The chairman position.
What's that? Just force of habit. You, me, Patty.
Catherine.
Yeah. And then who was? Who was the one? Yep, James did.
Right.
Who was the one who did it before us? Who was the lady that when you and I first started?
Johnson. What,
was it
Johnson?
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about
was
that.
The first name?
Yeah. Started with a B, didn't
was there? Was there a supplement to this one? Was there a second to this one?
No, the additional changes are in blue on that. Starts on page 13.
Because she was like very. I mean, she was like on for.
On which one? I have things.
Okay.
Is this one the one you have? The notes.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
So
Gabby.
In addition to all the stuff I just said about Blue Ridge, the SNP program is also something that we collaborate with them. And the lady who does SNP is not among these three. Now, Carla she launched the SNP program.
Uh-huh.
And she was one of the first ones out at the shelter. Some of you guys may not know, but we have an office dedicated to the Blue Ridge Humane Society employee out at the shelter where they can have people come in, they can sign them up. And so what the SNP program is, it's the Spay Neuter Incentive Program. And essentially any person, any resident of Henderson County can get their dog or cat spayed or neutered for $10. And so we've had a great response for it. It's kind of the first few months kind of the first 2 months were pretty good, weren't they? And then we had a little bit of actually October was our biggest month so far, but we've advertised it, and you may have seen some advertising and stuff. But anyhow, I don't have exactly how many we've done so far, but I'll email those out to you guys tomorrow so you can see the numbers. I can't access it off of my computer, and I've had the locksmith out the shelter today, so it just kind of slipped my mind that you guys would probably be interested in that. But can you think of anything else I should say about it? I mean, it simple is what we were going for. So $10, Henderson County resident, that's all you need. And we provide the transport up to the Humane Alliance and transport back. It's an opportunity for the animals to get reduced cost on, shots that they may need. Every animal that gets fixed gets a rabies shot unless they have proof of a prior. So
that's included in the $10 as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, yeah. Now, the additional services that they may elect to have are they have to pay on in addition to the $10, but they're really cheap. So, yeah. So that's been a good program, and it's still growing, but, there hasn't been a lot of growing pains so far. We've thought it out pretty good, and we were all on the same page, and it's been good. And Megan Cockman is the person who does it for Blue Ridge, and she's really organized, really good with the people, and she's got a passion for getting animals spayed and neutered. That's no doubt about that. So anyway, the next thing on the agenda, as you know, the better part of last year, a lot of our time was focused on the Chapter 16 ordinance and some of the changes that we drafted, and they were essentially sent to the Board of Commissioners. The Board of Commissioners didn't have any problems with anything that we had proposed, but they wanted us to look at some other concerns, and I sent you guys out an email. Have y'all had a chance to look over those at any length? I know everybody works and busy, so I want to know where I need to start on this. And does anybody got any questions before we dive into it? So I'll kind of get a gauge. Yeah.
More like suggestions as we go through.
Yeah.
I caught a couple things, but not questions up front.
Okay. And really, the notes I provide to you guys, look, I'm y'all's clerk. So I'm just kind of trying to offer a little bit of guidance to propel us forward a little bit further than we may otherwise be. And so that's why I sent all that stuff out earlier this week so that you guys would have a chance to look at it. These are just suggestions from me. If you guys had rather redraft something else or suggest something else, that's what you guys are here for. So, and if you guys want me to lead the discussion, I can. And we can start. Does everybody have the notes for Animal Services Advisory Committee April 12th meeting that I put together?
Yes.
So the top paragraph, I've just kind of summarized what I just said. I'm not going to say all that again. But I broke that down into three concerns. And did you guys, I didn't print off a thing of the minutes, but those minutes is just to show you guys that is what they directed us to do, or you guys to do.
Was this the part of the minutes where it's talking about ordinance revisions to Chapter 16, animals? Is that how it's headed?
Yeah. And I think that when I sent you guys, I highlighted the specific direction.
The main thing about it was there was concern among the commissioners regarding the verbiage of fines and fees. We may wish to look at livestock once again and revisit coverage in the municipalities. And it was a consensus of the board to have the Animal Services Advisory Committee review the areas of concern for improvement and bring it back to the board with revisions for consideration.
Here we are. So, that's what we're doing now. So thanks, John. The first concern was the verbiage of fines and fees, and I thought it was a really good point that the commissioner made. If you read starting on page 13 of the ordinance, there's a lot of places where fines, penalties, and fees are kind of interwoven a little bit, where it's not really clear what's what. So I made an effort, and you guys are looking at it because I want you guys to look at it and make sure, see if there's any other areas that we could clean up in that section to try to clarify that. And those are all in blue. Everything in yellow is stuff that you guys have already looked at, and that's the stuff that was presented in October that they were okay with. So, you can look at the yellow stuff, but that's really kind of water under the bridge at this point. The blue stuff is the new areas. So,
is the word fees to be replaced by fines throughout this section?
No. Fees are what we would collect at the shelter for intake. For animals that are brought into the shelter, there's an intake fee, there's boarding fees.
Right.
There's fees for vouchers. If we have to issue a voucher for a rabies voucher or a microchip voucher, those are all fees. Those fees go back into the general fund.
Okay. And what about penalties? Was that deleted?
Penalties, I crossed out all penalties so that we could put fines in there.
Okay. Why?
Because in state law, that's the verbiage they use, are fines. And in state law, it's I think Article 7 in the state constitution.
Article 9, subsection 7, yeah.
Is it Article 9?
Article 9, subsection.
Section. It says that, and this is, I'm going to hand these out to you guys just so you guys can see that is, you can take one and pass it down. I've got them all. But that is the structure per state law. Any fines collected under this chapter, and actually, Mike, you may know this or can clarify this, it's pretty much any fines that are set, right? Like speeding tickets and things like that, those type of fines go to education as well?
There's court costs involved, and as far as where that goes, I'm not.
Yeah,
they pay it with.
I think they can carve out certain percentages of that if they want to try to recoup some cost from fines. But if that hasn't been predetermined, all the money's coming from fines are appropriated to the public education.
I think what I have witnessed, having gone through this,
yeah,
when my dog was attacked,
yeah,
is that the fine that is in the statute is not necessarily the fine that is assessed. And it's almost like you can plead to a lesser penalty and avoid paying the $500 second,
yeah,
dog bite,
yeah,
you know, penalty. Sure. And I don't know if just the judge has full discretion on whether the fine or the penalty.
I think whatever
is assessed.
Yeah,
or
I think what we're talking about is
whatever
fine is through this court system, whatever's levied against the person, whatever's decided is what goes to the school system. I think that's really what he's wanting clarification. I don't how you get to that end point of how much they. That's all.
Which is potentially zero.
It can be, yeah. So
even though the law says,
yeah,
there is a fine.
Yeah.
Well, the way that normally works, at least in the other side of the fence, is if you have a seatbelt ticket, it's $25. Where that fine goes, maybe the school system, I don't know. But you got court fees of about $205. That's covering their expenses and everything else. So it's actually $230 when it's all said and done.
Basically talking about civil penalties for and things like that. It's not criminal fines or, you know, things like that were imposed by the court. Brad probably noticed my irritation when I replied extremely quickly to that email the money went to the schools and everything. And I don't have any problems with money going to the education system. I'm not going to be that guy and say, no, I'm not doing it for the children. But what I will say is that we have expenditures through the Animal Services Department of the Sheriff's Department where, you know, there's things that come out of the budget, like the flyers that you guys pass out. There's different things here and there,
yeah,
that I think that I would hope that some of those I don't know how many people get fined. I don't know what the monthly average is or whatnot. I don't know what our intake on that is.
I don't know how much,
but
it doesn't show up in my budget.
How much of that could go back into educating the public about animal ownership and properly taking care of your animals and helping people who have these issues where they need some help, you know, with one thing or another with their animals. Why wouldn't that money go to that if it's collected from violations regarding animals? That's my opinion. And that's why that email got back on your desk in about 2 minutes.
Yeah. and there are, and I don't know what it would look like or what's involved, but in doing some reading, and I didn't know this till I was really looking at this, but, you know, you can, but I think it has to be approved at the state level, ask for a portion of the fines to go to whatever, and it has to be approved. I don't know what that process would look like.
Right now, it goes, everything that we collect goes to general fund.
Everything you guys collect goes straight to the school system.
To the general fund.
Yeah.
We are the general fund, but I mean, we turn in our stuff to the county.
You turn it into finance, and then they appropriate it to public schools. Yeah.
Is that maybe one of those things to where somebody could contact our state representative for this district and start with the North Carolina House of Representatives and get it from there, or
not sure where to start.
This really, honestly, should be a Russ Burrell, county attorneys in the budget, you know, finance department.
Maybe even with the start with the finance director would probably be more in the know on that. And then if they need to get in touch with Russ, they
as
might
far as the legalities go and where everything can go between that. I mean, we're not going
to
be able to do
you
that.
You probably have to demonstrate that you're recovering cost in some way, shape, or form, though. And now, with fees, when I collect fees, or if we're in court with somebody on a criminal charge and they've also got fees they've accrued at the shelter, those fees, usually I recover all that stuff. But, you know, we usually get awarded all that because that's a recovery type thing. And that does go back into general fund, which is, you know, and then I don't ever have a problem with the commissioners, you know, giving me the budget that I need each year that I ask for. So, you know, that's, it works out good. So,
Brad, if I could share just a few housekeeping things. On page, I think it's 12, it begins with D. Do you see that? Civil. And I must apologize. I brought my iPad because this was like an eye exam for me.
Wait a minute, page.
You can't blow that up.
I said page 12.
Well, I thought so.
Well, we marked them. It's the one that starts with, it's above the...
top of the line.
Right, but it's above the capital D, and it's the two.
No, I'm at chapter 16, animals, and then the first is D, civil, and then the word penalties is
yeah.
The
next
one. Okay, good. Yes. That's right.
I was the same one as you. I just
19.
This is
yes.
What I.
Yes. Right thank
oh, okay.
Thank
oh,
you.
It's just
here's a different here. Font. Yeah.
On the second line at the far right, penalties probably.
Oh, there's
be
another. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which
funds.
One would be changed?
Penalties in the second line on the far right.
And that should be changed to what?
Fines. Yeah, just to make it consistent with, yeah, that's...
And just a thought, I don't know if you've gone through the entire ordinance and made sure that the any words that speak to penalties, if it's appropriate, that that is, you know...
I don't know that
the
there's...
The word search, because I found several of them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
I highlighted them, I just don't know.
Yeah. Under number one, two, three, four, five, six, seventh line of the imposed civil penalty and the imposed civil fine. Do you see where I am? D1?
Under D1,
and
yeah.
On the seventh line down.
Yeah,
there's
where it
one
says
the fifth down, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
And there's one above it.
I just circled that. Yeah, I didn't circle that one. No. Good. So there are a couple.
Yeah, the one above it. I think if you just do a word search,
yeah,
it'll take care of it. Cause
you can replace penalty with fine
yeah
on that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you get to two, and there's reference to due to the department, fees due to the department, it's almost near the end of two. And in another place, that was changed to the county of Henderson, 1916, 19E. They struck department and changed it to county of Henderson. And I wondered whether or not the same change should take place in D2.
D2.
Again, it was to the bottom, and fees due to the department. So instead of that, county of Henderson.
Okay. So instead of having the department, put the county of Henderson.
Yeah.
Twice there.
Do you see it twice? Okay.
So
what is the county legal department?
Okay.
This was just over.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So in two, Patty... It's like the second line from the end in that
right
section to county of Henderson. Where was the other one that you said that you were referencing based off of that?
Okay, the following page, almost to the bottom of
oh,
that
yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that was in one of our earlier changes, so yeah. No, that's good.
Well, you've got county of Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
When I was reading through it, the first thing that occurred was what department? And then I just thought I'd circle it and just ask you for clarification. And then as I got further along, I saw where they had made that change.
And if anybody has a better wording for, if you look on page 13 under 9, I just added that because I think that the commissioner wanted clarification, or it said somewhere in the ordinance that the fines and forfeitures collected under this chapter shall be appropriated and used exclusively for maintaining free public schools. course, if that ever gets changed, we would have to, you know, like John was saying, if we ever got it approved to carve out a percentage for, you know, educational purposes or something like that, then we would have to, that's where it would be reflected in our ordinance. But I think for tonight, that if y'all got any...
Something like in accordance with the state constitution and state law.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I couldn't find, I could put it in accordance to Article 9, Subsection 7 or something.
And just curious, again, because they made that change on, I think it's page 13, County of Henderson. And yet at the top, we speak of Henderson County Code. Is there a reason why County of Henderson doesn't fall?
Yeah, I know. I don't really like it.
You know.
You always want to put
Henderson County.
Or Hendersonville.
Yeah, well, true. I wondered if...
It just sounds like some legal type sound. But I don't
That's how it's listed on every document. Everything else is county of, and then you fill in the blank. So,
but did you see somewhere where it was
at the top? Henderson County Code.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I just wondered. It just seemed clumsy. But you know, if, like John says, maybe it's got more to do with legal.
Yeah.
Do you want to just touch on? I have a couple more in that section.
Okay.
Find them. Okay, replace fees with fines. We did that. Penalties is being deleted. I did notice that none of these words are included in the definitions. I don't know if that would make it, if there would be any reason for it.
Yeah, I looked at that, too, to make sure we didn't need to.
To make that correction?
Yeah.
The one on page 12, the second, it's not in blue. There were, I didn't see a reference to the first violation. I saw the second and the third. It's your third, you're three down on the yellows. And second is misspelled.
Yeah, it is. But now I don't think any of that has changed from our first.
Well, there's a first, there is a first violation that was crossed out, that was deleted.
Yeah.
And so now we have a second.
You remember why we deleted that? Because that was something that we did back in October, Mike.
One more time.
Do you remember why we crossed out first violation under fees and the fine section?
Because it was a warning.
Yeah, didn't we leave that to the officer discretion as far as a warning?
Yeah, I think that's why we took that out.
So we have a two and a three and no one?
No, I mean, it should be officer's discretion and you don't...
As number one.
And then you'd have the subsequent.
Okay, so the first violation should still be in there, and what's changed is the discretion. Is that?
That's why we struck out the warning.
But first violation's still been deleted.
I see what you're saying. You're just saying it's not. It hasn't been enumerated with the rest of the fines there, like the second and third violation being $200 and $300.
Right, and even if that's changed to one and two and delete, but we have two and three with no one.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea, Brad. That that very first line that says public nuisance : deputy's discretion. There should be something on that line that says first violation. To indicate, mm-hmm. You know, just to indicate and be consistent that's what that is.
Well, if that's the case, then is it $50?
No, he gets the picket, right? It's a warning.
It'd be discretionary.
Discretionary, yes, discretionary.
But it could be a $50.
Could be. It just depends on the situation. Deputy.
So you'd have to list that out there beside of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the second violation, 200. Third violation, 300.
I think I see what happened. I think that at the word deputies, the paragraph tab should have been hit at that point right there, and that whole line should have been dropped down because public nuisance is describing what these fines are for. So that first one should say first violation at deputy's discretion.
That's good.
$50. Or warning, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And if you're making changes in that, is it deputy possessive, like deputy apostrophe S?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a grant release up here.
I had... Let's see, on page, the next page, about the middle, fines and forfeitures. Is that correct, forfeitures collected under this chapter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Free public school?
That's where Article 9, Section 7 of the state constitution comes in.
I think that's all I have in that one section.
That's how you differentiate between public and private schools and where the funds go, because that can be a...
Did anyone else have any comments? Oh, I'm not sharing anymore. On the footstool.
The verbiage comes from the state constitution, so that's where that's from.
That's why I put that in there, to make it flow with the, some continuity there. So.
What were they concerned with regarding livestock, Brad?
Honestly, that was 18-3 in the noise ordinance and 16-8 under public nuisance. In my opinion, it's two different things. We can enforce under either one as it stands. And the livestock exemption was removed from 18-3. So I'm really not clear either as to what we really want to do with that, because it's
covered in 16.8.
Right.
I would point out, just for simplification, if you read all of the provisions at the same time, which is kind of what we did, some of them are specific and some of them are general. So they don't, I wouldn't delete anything of the four or the three that we focused on, the 104, which I think is specific, and the 8A2 for public nuisance, again, I think it's specific, and then the loud and disturbing noise under 18.3, I found more general.
Let me, just as a FYI, and this isn't reflected in the meeting minutes or the notes that were provided or that are on record, but when the commissioner was talking about this, he did reference 104 like you're talking about. Specifically, that's where he was wanting the change, but he was talking more about the noise of the animals and complaining about the noise of roosters specifically.
Well, I don't have 18 before me, but is there anything within our down there?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I've got that referenced on the notes section.
Okay.
I pulled that from chapter, county code, chapter 18, just to show you guys that there's another place that you know, that this could be enforced.
It would address the noise. Did he have any suggestions?
I mean, they're wanting something more specific, or
in the animal ordinance itself.
I'm kind of like Mike. It just seems like it's covered under one or.
Yeah, and I don't know that they realized. I don't know that they realized that it was, but you guys have got the platform to say, you know, if y'all think that in chapter 18 is sufficient, then you know, you could say we don't recommend any changes to chapter 16 because it's already in.
I mean, if that was their concern 18. With a rooster, I think that's covered under.
I think it was.
Parks, bays, yelps, however. Howls. Or any other sound. Yeah. I mean, they've covered any other reading.
Yeah, and the subparagraph 3, it's very clear. I bet they didn't read past your first paragraph.
Well, I didn't include this stuff right here because I didn't know that was going to be a concern at the October meeting. But I just kind of got this together for you guys just to look at and consider, you know, if y'all thought that was enough. You know, we got. Now, Mike, would y'all ever use 16-8? For
yeah, if it applies, we can. It's an option.
Because it says annoying or offensive, but I still think you would refer back to the 18-3 on
just
noise.
Because it gives some quantitative.
Yeah.
It does, measure. But it's not a reason to delete because the.
What someone thinks is annoying might not be necessary.
Right. Well, you're talking about two different things.
Yeah, two different
things. When you're discussing 16-8, we're talking about a public nuisance. Which is going to be more than one person typically complaining. It's going to be a group of folks because it's affecting other people. And whereas, same with 18-3, but it could be just one person's not happy with the proximity of somebody's chickens right. to their property or their bedroom
sure.
window.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have two different issues you can... And then the fine...
They're different. I mean, they might overlap, but they're definitely different.
One of them speaks more of the health and welfare, and the other one speaks more of the noise of the
right.
Right, right. And it's called a noise ordinance, I think.
Could you not...
As you said, it's called a noise.
Yeah. Could you not take the wording from 18.3, subsection 3, about the birds, and, I mean, add that into... You know, take some of that verbiage right there and add it into 16.8.
I don't see any point in adding it when you've already got one that covers it. I mean,
yeah, maybe they would come back if they had some specific language that they were.
You got to remember, we're the ones enforcing this. Mm-hmm. So either we write a citation with 16.8 on there, or we write it 18-3.
But from your end, it's not an issue. Okay.
I will tell you that in chapter 18-3, under one of these things, it says refer to animal ordinance. Did you see that? So we could put a bullet in there like that under wherever y'all think it's appropriate to refer to chapter 18-3 in our ordinance to refer
where
back to.
Where does it say that? See, I couldn't pull it
up. It doesn't say it on
no,
that.
I couldn't pull it from my computer. I tried to look at it.
Oh, chapter 18.
Yeah.
You tried to check, pull up this.
Yes, that's what. And it was all PDF. So that's
the
closest I got.
Website.
This is the closest I got to it. But this is like.
You know what? The county has just launched a new website, so that may be a glitch.
Well, they better get on it.
What was the problem?
Because everything I hit, it went.
She was trying to look up chapter 18 off the county's website, and you know we just launched that new website, and she said she couldn't download the PDF from chapter 18.
I couldn't even open it.
Well, if you would have, you'd have saw that under this it said or refer to chapter 16 animal ordinance. So
they cover it's covered, right? I mean, yeah, I don't understand why it would have.
So if we put refer to chapter 18-3 noise ordinance, where do y'all want me to suggest that we put that in our ordinance?
I would hesitate at that is because if some change occurs with 18-3. And because we don't have any, you know, we don't interact with that particular part of the county ordinance, do you know what I'm saying? That it might have an ill effect on our...
That was kind of where I was thinking with taking the wording from 18-3 and putting it in 16-8 under the nuisance part.
Because of the changes made, there's no instant...
What, you don't think that there's continuity in county government? I'm just kidding.
I just heard
you went there.
No, that's a good. That's a good
point. In the animal services area.
So, I mean, y'all can decide amongst yourselves. You know, yes or no. But it's up to you guys. It's,
I think whatever it's Mike is comfortable with. I mean, because again, it's the officers who have to deal with it. So.
If we put in, here's the situation. If we put in, to me it seems, if we put in a reference to 18.3 subsection 3, if we put it in and they ever change it, then we're going to have to come right back to a committee meeting and revisit this and add the wording anyway to make it what it needs to be in case they do, for whatever reason, laws change. So they could change that there, and then we have a reference to something that no longer has its original intent or meaning. So, you know, we could reference it, or we could, you know, and have to revisit it later if they ever changed it, or we could just use the wording that's there now and add it under the nuisance section in the animal control ordinance.
I'd say leave it like it is, because one talks about the health and the nastiness of a pen, the other one talks about the loud noise of an animal. So to me, I mean, it's two different things. I think they should stay like they are, but that's just not.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Because, again, apart from, again, being two different things, I think we run into the risk of if a change is made to one, you know, it might not then coordinate or tie into ours.
You got three things going on. You got in 104, you have the wandering of the animals leaving the property. That's addressed. Okay. And that's specifically relating to the fowl. Number two, you have the cleanliness or the health aspect of it as far as being a nuisance or not addressed in 16-8. And three, for the noise that they make, is addressed in the noise ordinance.
Sounds fine.
I would submit that we leave it as is. Yeah. I would like to make a motion that we leave it as is.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And let's not forget to everybody vote on the first thing, too, that we... I made my notes, if you guys trust me enough to edit them the way that we suggested, without us having to come back to another meeting or do something, I will do those, and I may send them to Patty and let you look over them since you had the majority, or I can send them out to all of you. I just don't know if there's, you know, and let you guys look over them and make sure that we were all on the same page, and then
okay.
And so let's go to the third, which is the municipalities.
What was his concern for that?
What now? What was their ask? What were they asking for in this?
He raised a concern.
Yeah.
But I.
Yeah.
Did he say what it was?
He just wanted.
Basically, they want the municipalities to pay their way.
Well,
that's what they say, isn't it?
I think they're getting a lot of complaints from municipalities.
Well, what? I guess my question is, what are they asking us to do? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that well.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Provided.
I mean, I think the county manager during that meeting, he did say that they were given the opportunity, you know, during the budget year 18, to contract per what it state, the format that it outlines, it's outlined in the ordinance, and that's under chapter 16.2 now. Chapter 16.2 is on page
on 3.
Four.
It starts at, well, the title is on page 3, so page 4.
Page 4 under C. And that's really just saying that the county may contract annually with the municipality located within the county to enforce any animal restraint ordinance. So they can contract out. So what happened in fiscal year 18 was they offered to all the municipalities, yeah, we'll do animal enforcement, right, Mike? We'll do animal enforcement, but there will be a fee associated with it. And And the only, I guess the only municipality then was Mills River that decided to contract out with the county. But I think that was an ongoing arrangement anyway, right, Mike? A mutual aid type thing.
Well, they were kind of learning some of this stuff too, right? It doesn't say, you just said a fee, and this says they'll get a bill.
Well, the way I look at it here is if you back up to B, read B.
Mm-hmm.
Now read C. And I would submit that that's the Board of Commissioners' decision on that. I mean, we're not going to... I would motion that we don't mess with that verbiage that will have to come
from... Well, I would say that you think that B and C are adequate, you know, in the ordinance.
Yeah.
I'm not
Do
sure
you have transport? I mean, is this about animal enforcement going into Mills River or Flat Rock or Fletcher?
This is essentially verbiage that is in here that states what our jurisdiction and authority is as a county animal enforcement officer. And as far as this, the contractual agreements between the Board of Commissioners and the municipalities and all of that is something I wouldn't feel comfortable as a board trying to either mediate or have an opinion on. So I would make a motion that we allow that to stand and let them deal with it at their level.
And because it sounds like you're covered, so I agree.
So you all would go in every municipality in the county to get animals that were loose?
We don't.
No.
They're
contracted to do
it. It says may.
It says may, and if it's contracted.
The municipalities have...
But the challenge with that as a citizen is if you're paying county tax and you think you've got a wandering dog, that you would want the sheriff's department to come and...
Right, but that would be covered. Now, if he had to go into the city...
No, it wouldn't be covered.
No, Mike's saying it would not be covered in certain municipalities because they're not under this contract. They're
that's,
not have
that's
a contract.
Where the
right.
rubbing
what
lies.
Did you just say?
I'm saying if I live in Fletcher...
Right.
...and I have a dog wandering loose...
Okay.
...and John calls in on
okay.
me...
Okay.
...that my dog is wandering loose...
In the city or in the...
The county will not go pick
right.
up that
no,
dog.
No, yes. Okay.
But if I live in if he's paying taxes in Fletcher as well as the county, mm-hmm. he's got a certain level of expectation that says
I agree.
They're going to come and pick up this
I
dog.
I agree. If you were not paying county taxes, if you're only paying municipal
Fletcher,
taxes,
that's right.
like City of Hendersonville, maybe that's one thing. But Mills River residents, Fletcher residents pay county and
that's exactly right.
municipality taxes. So I've always felt like I should be covered.
That's
my personal opinion.
Absolutely.
So if these I'm not in favor of asking for more from the municipalities than they're already doing.
Correct.
That's what this ordinance is doing, though.
But right. what I'm saying, I guess my motion on the floor is to leave the verbiage as is in any type of jurisdictional or costs related to contractual between the two. Anything that happens to do with that, allow them to do that at the Board of Commissioners level,
right.
not us.
Not this board
right,
right here.
But,
we're
but
not
I think
that
we
way.
Just
our
needed
bones,
some clarity
yeah.
on
so
what that's
regardless
really
of
saying.
Our personal opinions in this, I don't want to change the way it's written.
I'm bringing this to you guys because I was told to.
Okay, but this is
yeah.
that's my motion on the
right,
floor.
But I think this
I
board
think this board is saying it needs to go to them to say, if you're in the county. And you are
pass.
well,
yeah.
and while
we
they're
pass.
At it, they can
yeah.
talk about Laurel
well,
Park.
I mean, it's a
yeah.
punt,
right?
You know, it's a deferral.
It's not, it's the, yeah.
You know, but
it's
they make
ours.
The rule. We're just
right.
Oh, these are yours.
Mm-hmm. We're more legislative issue. We're more addressing. We're helping the Board of Commissioners and as far as with the ordinances and everything like that. This is their level, in
so,
my opinion.
So,
yeah.
Does the sheriff determine if you all go into a municipality, or does...
State law, just so you're clear, the sheriff of the county can enforce and does state law for the whole county.
I understand.
We're specifically talking about the Henderson County Ordinance. And then you got to remember that each incorporated municipality has their own set of ordinances.
Right.
So that's where it gets, this is where all this verbiage in here that we just read, where there has to be some agreements made, either be some financial concessions made or whatever, that is something that has to be done at their level because it's not state law. And it's something that is subject, like the city of Hendersonville has a tethering deal, and
right.
so-and-so has this saying. Deal, and so-and-so has that deal. Well, it's not state law. The deputy sheriff isn't going to be...
I think it puts you all in a really bad spot.
Oh, it has.
I think it's... I mean, this is something where I think it puts you all in a horrible spot.
It paints an unfair picture in
some
ways.
It absolutely does.
But now, bear in mind... we do enforce state law in all the municipalities for all the taxpayers of Henderson County, and that includes, you know, dangerous dogs. That includes the bites and everything else. I mean, but it does not include the little idiosyncrasies of each incorporated municipality's rules.
But if you were a municipality and you said, "I want just to enforce this ordinance of Henderson County. We have no changes, no above and beyond, no..."
In the way this is written, is once the incorporated municipality body, governing body, adopts the Henderson County ordinance, and that's check number one, and then number two, they get up with the Board of Commissioners, and they approve it, and they come up with an agreement, then that's check two. Even if number one's done, we still can't do anything until two and three are done.
What takes out the necessity for an agreement?
Board of Commissioners changing those lines. I don't want to be... I'd vote no on that one. That needs to go back to them.
You know where I'm going with this, right?
What happens to Laurel Park?
That's an incorporated municipality. I mean,
so you have to... If I need your assistance in Laurel Park, you'll come?
No, if it's state law or something like that, or if they need it.
No.
You don't have a contract with the county. Laurel Park does not have a contract, and pay them a fee, they're not going to come. Unless it's state
this
law.
State law.
It's a state.
My dog is.
But if it's just something in the county,
law.
It's just something in the county ordinance, they don't have to come.
Well, we can't, actually.
And to kind of bring you guys kind of another point about this is, a lot of what has occupied my time the past month or two is the municipalities have responded in that they are forming their own animal enforcement folks. And I've had training sessions out at our shelter as far as intake is concerned, so that we're all on the same page. When they bring an animal in after hours, they've got access to the shelter now. They have access to all the forms that we use. I've got
maybe I'm kind of seeing this thing spinning. So you all are representative of Henderson County outside of the individual pockets of the county. So if all the municipalities are doing what you're saying they're prepping for, then there's going to have to be other representation from the many pockets, the Fletchers, the Laurel Parks up here in this committee.
Actually, they would be responsible for their own committee.
Ah.
It's like Polk County right now. It's fighting dangerous dog stuff, and they don't have near what we've got in place here.
No.
They're in a scramble. They're going nothing but state law. And the state law is a big... I work for the state. It's a big gray area when it comes to what you can and cannot do with an animal.
That's okay, but state law even still dictates that we bring a dangerous dog to this board.
Not according to Russ, it didn't. Not unless they contract with the...
No, I'm talking about the
county. Oh, yeah,
county.
Yeah. In fact, Fletcher's in the process right now of creating their own board, right, like you guys. And, I think Henderson.
But they have to have in the form of an appellate board.
Yeah.
According to state law.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to answer your question, they would have to have their own animal services board within each municipality if that's what they choose to do.
Their own appellate board, yeah. Nothing says they have
they
to
choose
have
to have their own
committee,
animal services.
Or, yeah, appellate board. I stand corrected.
Brad, just so that I'm clear, what exactly was their issue with the ordinance as it read then?
Yeah, why did it come back to us?
I'm not really sure why it came back to us based on the way it read. I'm not clear what their problem
is. I'm not sure they were either.
I don't really know.
Hence my motion.
I mean, was it something that is going to change? Was it something that... they didn't like the fact that we referred to it as being a contract as opposed to being in a budget and being allocated through a budget. Is that their problem?
You need them to give you more information?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure what prompted the question.
Exactly, yeah, what their issue was with it.
They might not know.
When is their next meeting, the Board of Commissioners? Any idea?
It's on the website. It's always on a Monday and a Wednesday. The Mondays are in the morning and Wednesdays at night.
Yeah, I can't either,
but I mean, it's on the website under the Board of Commissioners. It's outlined pretty clear there. It's always Monday and Wednesday. I know that don't help you much, but...
Well, do you attend the meetings?
I do on occasion, but it's not... No, I don't routinely. If I've got something
helpful,
on the
agenda. Like if you
yeah, Daddy's going to the next
oh,
one here.
Okay.
It's an agenda
okay.
item.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be helpful. Because
yeah.
I think you have a sense of how we feel. And I guess, I don't know that anybody has seconded your motion. I'd be willing to do
he
that.
He did.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. James seconded.
Yeah. There's a motion on the table to, there's a motion right now to leave the ordinance as it is in regard to the commissioner's request on the municipality situation until we get further clarification from the board. I have a motion and I have a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passed.
Okay. So we've hit all 3 points. And so... Last time, has anybody got anything to add to the three concerns that we've outlined? Or? So to summarize, the first concern, we're going to reference Chapter 18, Noise Ordinance, 18.3, Noise Ordinance, and tell them our position, or y'all's position, is that that does an adequate job of addressing that concern of noise as it pertains to anything, but including, you know, fowl or chickens, roosters.
You might use the parentheses on the three, because sometimes people just read the first paragraph of things, and so that might be that might answer their question. On your printout, this part down here. Here. I mean, there's language, sufficient language in this that should address their concerns. And I'm not sure that they read it all.
I don't even know they were aware of it.
Yeah, okay, that works.
Yeah.
You're even I'm nicer than you are.
Yeah. So, and I mean, they can't be aware of everything. I mean,
oh, no.
So, anyway... So the other thing that we've got is Mr. Walsh and I talked earlier this year, right, Jack, about the scheduling of dangerous dog hearings. And what he and correct me, I want to make sure I'm not misrepresenting what you said. If you want to,
go ahead.
Okay,
you're in charge of summarizing everything.
Okay. So anyhow, what his idea was that we have it predetermined a set of committee members that are going to cover dangerous dog appeals for specific time periods, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just tell you, just as a guy who sat out there, and now I've sat up here, every panel has been identical.
How many times did you sit out there?
Only needed to sit once.
Yes, but you see, you'd only know for one time that we hadn't changed up here.
Only thing I'm saying is that not every jury is the same. Not every jury is the same. They're all different. And if you and me and John signed up for January, February, March, and there were no hearings, then we're kind of on standby for the rest of the year. If you're on April, May, June, and there's a hearing and you can't come, then someone's going to backfill that. But at least, and Brad was saying it would help him with scheduling too. You know, if there was like, and then he knows about reserving the room. If he knows when we're going to have dangerous dogs, because he can get on the calendar and assure the spot.
I know what three or four people
are going to be available. Yeah. And yeah. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. You know, I mean, it's a committee. It's just an idea.
I'm open to that. I think the only thing is I remember what it was like to work and get away, and that was not always possible.
Yeah.
So
you got to remember one of them on Friday. I didn't
participate.
Anything like that, but you can't always.
I get it.
They got to go within so many days of. I didn't mean to step on you. I'm sorry.
No, it's a 10-day. I mean, I get it. You know, I mean, we got 10 days after they write the citation, they got 10 days, and he can book the room if he knows how to get the room, and he, you know, it can be 3 days after they get the citation if we know when the hearings are going to be, and if there's been no citations written, then.
Basically, participation on the dangerous dog appeals has been subject to people's schedules, and like Dr. Joel, he has a veterinary practice. He can't always get away for those. Donna has a family business that she helps run. She can't always get away. James, he works for the state. He can't always say, even me, I'm self-employed, but I have times where I'm not available to do some of this. So that's why it's been.
It's an idea.
Yeah.
I stretch over 28 counties in the western part of the state. I can't guarantee you which county I'll be in on what day.
I'm all about rotating responsibility.
Yeah, I am too.
But at the same time, you know, we all know quarterly this is where we're supposed to be, and we can plan 3 months in advance.
This way you're planning
but
a year in advance.
Theoretically, you are. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we planned for this last quarter, and we had no meeting.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing we're
not talking about the meetings. We're talking about the dangerous dog
appeal.
You don't know when those are going to happen.
We had Thursday.
Now, having said all of that, I'd like to hear why it's better for you, because if it's better for you, then I would probably vote for it.
Are you having difficulties finding folks?
No, I'm not having any difficulty.
Okay,
that was just an added thing for me, that it would be, you know, easier, you know, because I would know who was doing it. But, you know, you guys have been great, and I've not had any trouble scheduling, and we've never had a hard time.
Well, as much as I would like to say, okay, I'll sign up for, you know, April, May, and June, or whenever, you know.
It would require,
on that,
you know,
particular
if you
day
did,
of April, May, or June, that may not work for me.
Yeah.
But
it would require that you
anytime I can
set blocked out the time that you were assigned to for it to work.
I misunderstood that.
Yeah.
And if I had known you were available as an alternate back in January, I can promise you I would not have been here for that. I can promise you that.
Hey. It's all good.
I mean, everybody got to meet my wife finally, but that's not the issue.
I didn't.
But, no, I...
You know, there's everybody up here because we all come from different places and have different mindsets, and hopefully we're all different.
And I see where you're coming from, that you would like to see a different cross-section.
Absolutely.
And that I agree with. And I think everyone can step up to the plate and volunteer as much as they possibly can.
I think since you're new, have you been to a dangerous dog appeal yet?
He's the dangerous dog.
I have. No, I'm talking about from the board.
I have.
On the board. Okay.
Yeah, I have. I've tried to step in every spot I can.
Just remember that kind of something I was sharing with the board when we get new folks in. I can't be on the board. I have to recuse myself from it for obvious reasons from the enforcement side. But the importance of the hearings and for not and setting aside personal beliefs and bias and everything else and listening to the facts and making a decision based off from the facts that are presented. I mean, the next stop from here
of an ordinance that backs up what you're
that backs up the ordinance, that everything's boom boom boom, and then the next stop from this is Superior Court.
Right, and we don't have a lot of leeway, right? You'd agree with that. We have very little leeway because it's
I think you guys have been doing a good job of doing just that. You guys
I think everyone probably has a personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How you feel about what has maybe happened in these
right.
You know, I certainly have for the ones I've listened to. But you have to go with what the rules and regulations.
I totally agree with that.
You have to separate.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone's debating that.
No, and I'm just saying is I think that with that given, that being said, and everybody's been doing a really good job of that.
Put his picture on it.
Yes, we have all different opinions, and yes, the jury looks different. But then again, it almost doesn't because everybody's kind of using the same guidelines.
If we play within the rule, it's the same.
I think. Again, that your suggestion is great, but I guess I recognize the schedules
sure.
of the, some of the members of
idea.
The thing. But I would also say to Brad, but I'm thinking that you're already working this way. You know, while I may say just every time, you know, yes, I can do it, yes, I can do it, yes, I can do it, if, like, Donna responds, please, 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 use
yeah.
Donna.
Yeah.
I mean, again, for the exposure or James or Dr. Jewell, you know, so that they do have,
sure.
you know, when they can...
Or even if they want to try it and you don't have the scheduling, then we would be back up for you, too. I mean, I'm not nasty because I don't get to sit here.
And it has occurred to me, do you all know what we're talking about right now? Because of your interest in our committee and desire, do you know what we're talking about? Dangerous dog appeal? Okay. That's all right.
No, I'm good.
So, that being said, do you have enough folks for a particular time or
you said
place next week?
About the 20, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we can talk about that after the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does any, I guess, not trying to drag this one out, but do we want to try to do something like some type of rotation or anything as far as those of us who are available? Say, okay, well, you know, say there's five of us available, and please, y'all don't take this wrong. I'm just using this as an example and kind of like making a dividing line between us here. Say if they're working and the five of us have a more fluid schedule and everything, if one of the folks who doesn't have as fluid a schedule, you know, say the five of us pop back with an email and say, we're available, you know, and it's like Patty said, If one of the other folks who normally doesn't get to sit on it as much has the opportunity to come in, then Brad, maybe just at your discretion, maybe just use some different people.
I think we do that anyway.
Yeah, we pretty well. Yeah, we've done that over the years. Patty and I know we came on this board at the same time, and we've been to a lot, but there's been some that we haven't been to either. So it's not always the same three people. Who are doing it? It does swap out one or two people here and there, and you know, I'm like you. I believe in everybody getting the opportunity when it presents itself.
Well, so. I will say that if I was one of the first responders, and then somebody came and said they would, you know, they're available too, and they. Like you said that you just felt like doing it one day or it worked for you, then I would back off. I mean, I think
yeah.
that's so I'll tell anybody who wants my seat can have it.
I'll say take your first, whoever emails
sometimes
you.
Yeah. That's what he does.
Take them, and then mm-hmm. like you said, one of us.
Yeah, then we can fill in if y'all later that night somebody says, hey, I can do it, and if it's somebody that doesn't get the opportunity to do it as much, I can say, okay, well, then I'll take one of these. But, yeah, I'm kind of – we got to meet that 10-day deadline, and then I'm coordinating with the sheriff's attorney and also with getting the meeting room secured. So with all those things coming together, I'm going to take the first three people that says they can do it on the date that I've got.
And if somebody comes in late and says, hey, I can do it that day too, then that's fine. I can broker that between everybody. Yeah. So.
Just take the list and then you send out who they're going to be.
Yeah.
Or just say, you know, call Carol. She might come and, you know,
yeah.
Substitute. Let you substitute, whatever. Okay.
Does that seem reasonable?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I just...
No, I'm just asking. Yeah, I mean, what do you think? Does that seem reasonable? Because that's kind of what we do anyway.
I mean, he takes the first three because he's trying to build his schedule.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, Dr. Jules probably doesn't even look at his email until 9 o'clock at night, you know, if then.
Yeah.
You know, and to even know that there's a case pending.
Right.
If he knew, he would at least be able to be on a panel from that position.
Make these meetings when I know that there's a second Thursday of every 3 months. Because I've already blocked off that time in October, in July, and next January.
That's all I was suggesting.
Yeah, but you can't do it with the 10-day rule.
If somebody who says, hey, I need somebody for Friday of next week or Wednesday of next week, there's already appointments scheduled for me during those times. So I can't go back and say, no, I can't see you today.
Right, yeah.
That's where it gets.
And we can, I mean, and we can also schedule them later in the day, too.
To me, that's always more helpful.
Yeah.
Middle of the day is tough for me every morning. You know, late in the day, I generally can get away.
Yeah.
And so that's always when I do volunteer, whatever I say to you.
And when we were talking, when Jack and I were discussing what he was talking about, I knew that, you know, we would have to probably do that. We would have to probably block out times later in the day, say 6 or 6:30, to let folks who are working come in, and that's fine if that's what we had to do to meet that.
Are you talking with – I know you're in contact with the people who have asked for an appeal to be heard by the committee. Are you also – I'm assuming you're trying to coordinate with their schedule?
No.
You're not?
No. A lot of them don't even show. I mean, any of the witnesses don't show.
That's something I've often wondered is we have people who don't show, and
I'm real up front with them. I tell them, I say, look, I've got several people to get together. This is just like court. You know, when the court sets you a date, you don't call and say, I can't make it that day. Most of the time, you just don't do it. You go when they tell you to be there. And so that's the way I approach this. And I tell people, if you're not there, we're going to have the hearing. But to be a party, you've got to be present. So.
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
It is fair.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to bring up while we're here? That's it, Brad? Anything?
Nobody run off before I cut off the tape because we'll try to
make a motion to adjourn.
I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody. Awesome.